You're listening to Morning Edition here on 88.1 WVPE. Good morning. I'm Michael Linville. When South Bend voters head to the polls on Tuesday, November 5th, they'll be picking the city's new mayor. That, of course, follows the decision of Mayor Pete Buttigieg not to seek re-election, but rather seek the office of the presidency. Yesterday, I had a chance to catch up with Sean Haas, the Republican candidate for mayor of South Bend. Mr. Haas is a South Bend native and graduated from Marion High School. He joined the U.S. military after graduation, serving in the Army from 2000 to 2004. After being honorably discharged, he went to IUSB, where he received a B.A. in secondary education. He then taught at Rise Up Academy, an alternative school in the South Bend District, from 2010 to 2013 before transferring to LaVille, where he's taught advanced placement world history and geography for the past 6 years. He also teaches high school world history part-time at Yeshiva Gedola, an Orthodox Jewish high school in South Bend. I began our conversation yesterday with Mr. Haas by asking him if he could tell me the last time South Bend had a Republican mayor.
That'd be Lloyd Allen left office in 1972.
Well, since you're a history teacher, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that you might know that. So you were raised here, and you were born after 1972, so the city's never had a Republican mayor in your lifetime. What made you want to take on such a difficult challenge, and why do you think the city needs your leadership?
I've always been passionate about service. I mean, you mentioned my military service, and I'm a teacher as well. So it's something that I think is in my blood. For me, grew up in South Bend, never really seen a whole lot from the mayor's office as far as helping in education. And so that was one area where I thought maybe I could help, especially, you know, teaching at Rise Up at that alternative school. I think I got some pretty good insight to some of the challenges those students face. The other one that was probably more of a motivating factor was I live on the northwest side of South Bend, and we've lived there since about 2010. I would say over the last 6 or 7 years, things as far as crime have gotten a lot worse. We've had our daughter since then, and she is now 6. And so I wanted to step up and try and make my city a little bit safer, not just for her, but for the people who live there.
All right. Well, very well. You just mentioned crime and education. Infrastructure is the third pillar you've kind of based your campaign on. So I'd like to touch on those three if we could.
Sure.
You just mentioned that you're worried about the crime in the city. What would you like to do about the crime in the city?
Well, I think we have to build trust between the community and the police department. The relationship between the administration and the police, I don't think, is set up to where that's going to be a very easy task. I did get the endorsement of the FOP, and so I think we have a good enough relationship now to where we can work together to make sure that we are building that trust, because I understand that people in this community don't necessarily trust our officers. I do, so I want to make sure that I'm working hard to build that trust and trying to get people to see our officers in the same way that I see them.
Well, as you just mentioned, you want to build the relationship between the police force and the community. I also noticed on your website you want to add more police to the force and see that they're better paid. And you want to combat crime by working with the city's schools to place a greater emphasis on vocational training and expand enrollment in the corporation's building trades program. But on the community trust issue, following the shooting of Eric Logan, you criticized Mayor Buttigieg for his comments a few days later, wherein he discussed systemic racism in the U.S., and you basically said he should have given the police department the benefit of the doubt until further information was available and not have painted with such a broad brush. Then earlier this month, in the debate between you and James Mueller, your Democratic opponent, you said, quote, "I don't believe in systemic racism. I believe there are bad actors in every single profession, whether it's police officers, teachers, lawyers. There are bad examples, but to blanket call an entire force racist on the actions of a few is irresponsible and frankly a lie." Do you stand by those comments?
Well, I think the way that the comments kind of got taken out of context a little bit, in the sense that I was speaking directly to our police department. I don't believe they're systemically racist. I even mentioned it there that you can't paint with such a broad brush there. What happened with Eric Logan and Officer O'Neill was unfortunate, I mean, on all sides. But what he failed to do was to give Officer O'Neill the due process rights that all citizens are afforded. I think if the investigation, once it would have played out, and there would have been wrongdoing discovered through that process, then, yeah, I think you would be able to criticize Officer O'Neill. But I think what he did by essentially blanketing the entire force and saying that all police work takes place under the shadow of racism was a little bit jumping the gun, in my opinion. And so I feel, as a history teacher, I understand that institutional racism has been part of our history. even since the end of the civil rights movement in 65, not enough progress has been made. So I get that aspect of it. I just thought the way that he portrayed the police department here in South Bend was irresponsible.
Okay. And have you given any thought at all to how, as a white man, your perception of racism is likely to differ from many African Americans in the community? And shouldn't their thoughts on the issue be a major concern if you're trying to build trust with that community?
Absolutely. I sat down with Michael Patton, the head of the NAACP, not long after that story was printed. And so he did. I mean, he educated me on the views of systemic racism. I think, like you said, it's just different experiences for myself and for the African American community contributed to my perception of it. And so I understand the issue, I think, a lot better after that conversation. I mean, as a teacher, I think education is important. And so I do enjoy those types of conversations to help me be better informed and help me make better decisions.
All right. Well, very well. You just mentioned education. Let's move on to that topic. What would you like to see happen as far as education in the city? What needs to be fixed, or where do the problems lie?
Well, I know we're losing students at a pretty high clip. I think the most recent story showed about 700 students just this year, and we've lost thousands over the last few years. So it's something that's important to me to try and make sure that we are trying to maintain those students. And I think the trade schools are such an important aspect here within South Bend, to make sure that students understand that they have options.
You just mentioned the loss of students, and indeed it was mentioned at a budget meeting earlier this month that the district's education and operations funds are projecting a combined revenue loss of nearly $17 million next school year due to less students and the state's cap on property taxes. School Superintendent Todd Cummings recently said that the district plans to ask voters to pass a referendum next year to make up for that funding loss. Would you support that measure?
I would have to see what that referendum is going to entail. I think just saying that we're going to try and raise taxes on property owners is something that needs to be looked at. Where is that money going to go? How is it going to be spent? What's going to be done with it? I think just kind of instituting a tax without knowing how that money is going to be used is something that I'm not prepared to say yes or no to at this point.
All right. Well, would you have another way of coming up with $17 million to help make up for the shortfall for the South Bend Community Schools?
Well, I know that right now a lot of our schools are not at capacity. I think in that same story, enrollment was down across the board. And so I think we have to look at it realistically. If that means looking at consolidating, looking at closing some schools, I think we have to be realistic in how we're going to deal with this problem, rather than just saying, well, let's just raise taxes and try and get that money there. For me personally, when money is short, I can't just ask for more money for my job. We have to look at our own finances and see where we can save.
All right. Well, let's talk about infrastructure finally. That's another focus of your campaign. You've said you want to focus on infrastructure improvements like fixing sewers, roads, and sidewalks, arguing that that will lead to businesses wanting to locate in South Bend and improve residential neighborhoods and property values over the long term. Where would you like to focus on infrastructure improvements for the city?
Well, I know one thing that is really pressing is the sewers. Many years ago, they got a $1 billion mandate from the EPA to redo all the sewers there in South Bend. And the smart sewer system that's being put in right now is actually a pretty good cost-saving measure. But it has to be prioritized. I think completing that project in a timely manner, especially before 2021, you know, there's some uncertainty with the presidential election. I think the EPA currently that's there is going to be a little more willing to work with the city as far as making sure that we're not having to invest that $1 billion. We're having wastewater and stormwater in separate systems. The smart sewers are a pretty good way to negate some of those costs, and I think it actually cuts it down by two-thirds.
Mayor Buttigieg has taken some criticism for focusing on downtown and perhaps not enough on outlying neighborhoods. Do you think that criticism is warranted?
As a South Bend resident, I don't think you can look at the downtown and say it hasn't improved. Some of the apartments that have been built down there, not necessarily affordable for your average citizen. And I would like to see some more of that money spent outside of the downtown. I mean, those neighborhoods in a lot of areas, places on the west side, southeast side, those are areas that do need some help in rehabilitating not just infrastructure as far as roads and sewers, but also some of the homes and properties that are there. We need to make this city as a whole attractive to investment from the outside.
Well, Mr. Haas, I want to thank you for your time today. I know you're out canvassing on this Sunday afternoon, and I really appreciate you joining me.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Have a good day.
That was Sean Haas, the Republican candidate for mayor for the city of South Bend, discussing his priorities for the city should voters elect him next Tuesday, November 5th, to succeed Mayor Buttigieg. Mr. Buttigieg, of course, decided not to seek re-election, but rather seek the office of the presidency. Tomorrow at this time on the program, we'll be speaking with Mr. Haas's Democratic challenger, James Mueller. This is 88.1 WVPE, WVPE HD1, Elkhart, South Bend, and online at WVPE.org. This is a listener-supported service of the Elkhart Community Schools.